The University of Arizona is planning to open a series of micro-campuses in countries around the globe. They're basically dual degree programs with a host school in that country. The U of A hopes to open the first of these micro-campuses next year. Elizabeth Redden writes about this. She's a correspondent for Inside Higher Ed, and she joins me. And Elizabeth, what's the goal of this from the U of A's perspective?
So I think there are multiple goals here. One is certainly revenue. The university does see this as being what they describe as a revenue positive exercise. So they do see this as a way to bring in increased tuition revenue. But also, I think talking with administrators at Arizona, there's a desire to, a lot of universities want to use the word they use is internationalize. Comprehensive internationalization is something of a buzzword in higher education. So the idea is, too, that they'll hopefully develop deeper relations with these partner universities and use these as sort of springboards of sorts for other forms of internationalization.
Is the expectation from the university's perspective that the students who would attend these micro-campuses are students who otherwise would study in Tucson, or students who otherwise maybe wouldn't have an affiliation with the U of A?
I think their expectation is this will reach deeper into a pool of students that might not be able to afford to come to Arizona. So if you come to Arizona as an international student, tuition's about $32,000. Also, once you factor in living costs, you're looking at about $50,000 per year. The tuition for these programs, Arizona is pricing its first two microcampus locations. One is in China and one is in Cambodia, and the tuition for the one in China is $10,000. The tuition for the one in Cambodia is $9,000.
Is this a model that's been used before by other colleges or universities?
Dual degree programs themselves are fairly common at this point. I think what's somewhat unusual about Arizona is that they're sort of leveraging these dual degree programs to create these sort of what they're calling sort of branded micro campuses, and that they're doing it on such an intentional scale to try to build, 25 of these around the world.
Do the locations that the U of A has picked to start opening these micro campuses tell you anything about what they're hoping for, are there any messages to be gleaned from that?
Well, they're certainly starting primarily in Asia and the Middle East, and there's a lot of demand for U.S. higher education in those parts of the world. So I think they're certainly picking places where that already send a lot of students to the U.S.
How does the University of Arizona do its quality control? Are they sending their own faculty to teach these courses? Are they training faculty from the host institutions? You're putting your name on something if you're U of A, and I imagine that they want to make sure that it is up to the standards that students would get, say, if they're in Tucson.
Definitely. No, you ask a really good question, and I've spent a lot of time asking questions about how they plan to monitor quality control, and certainly that's going to be the big test. Are these programs equivalent to what they can offer in Tucson? They're going about it in a couple ways. One is they do need the stamp of their accreditor, which is the Higher Learning Commission, for each of these locations that they plan to open campuses. So far, they do have approval from their accreditor for their first two micro-campus locations, which have been approved by their accreditor as, quote, additional locations. In terms of teaching, so essentially their model is this, and it varies slightly depending on the campus, but essentially what is happening is a college or department at Arizona decides it wants to offer a dual degree program at one of these micro-campuses. The idea is that there's going to be a co-teaching model of sorts, a collaborative co-teaching model. This is how it was explained to me by Arizona administrators, Arizona officials. So the idea is essentially that a professor at Arizona will be the professor of record for an Arizona course. Just like you might offer multiple sections of a single course in Arizona, you might offer multiple sections of College Writing 101, say, that one of the sections of this course will be offered in Cambodia or in Vietnam or in China. And the person who will be teaching that course on the ground, it may be an Arizona faculty member that they hire on site, or it may be faculty at the partner university that will be teaching those courses with Arizona oversight.
I'm curious how you would compare and contrast this approach from the U of A to the approach that Arizona State has been taking recently, which is to really push its online offerings as a way to get more students into the fold and maybe expand and extend the brand a little bit.
I think there are certainly parallels, both Arizona State's online push and Arizona's global microcampus push really seek to expand enrollment outside of the traditional its traditional market, so to speak, in Arizona. Arizona State has gone very big into online education, and University of Arizona, if its plans are realized, will go pretty big into this microcampus strategy. Their hope is to enroll more than 25,000 people through these various microcampuses they hope to create. But, you know, one thing that is different, of course, is that in University of Arizona's case, these will not be online programs. They will actually be taught in classrooms on the ground.
Elizabeth Redden is a correspondent for Inside Higher Ed. Elizabeth, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.